One of the most popular websites on the internet is YouTube, and parents might not realise that a lot of the videos are actually targeted at young children. So what should parents be aware of to make sure their children stay safe on the website? Is YouTube secure? Is it safe for children? And how much safer is some of the new things that they're bringing to the market? On the line to tell us a lot more is Graham Mulhern from Be Secure Online. How are you, Graham?
Good, Kieran. Thank you. Well,
First of all, what are your main concerns in terms of YouTube and the sort of content that children could stumble upon unsupervised?
Firstly, some real basics for parents is to maybe only allow very young children use it on a laptop within sight of you, or an iPad where you can keep an eye on it, and don't let them off into a bedroom.
Yeah.
So just some very simple things with the volume switched up. So I mean, we're talking about kids there from the age of, say, 2 to 5. And yes, kids of 2 years of age can use laptops. Shouldn't be any surprise to anybody. But that's for very young children, is keep them there, keep the sound up, and check occasionally. Find out where the watch again button is. So that's nice and simple. Don't let them out of your sight. Keep the volume up. Know where the watch again is. And so therefore, you're kind of parentally moderating it yourself, which is a great start. For the older kids, there's sort of YouTube Kids, which is sort of kids sort of 4 to 8 years of age. And that's something you can either download or you can use on the internet. But again, using the same principles where the kid isn't that physically far away from you. And even if they're on your phone or their own phone, to keep it within sight. Don't let them wander off into dark corners of the house. So those are two great things to start with. There's also the restricted mode, which is kind of useless and really sort of aimed at older children. But it is the second biggest portal. It's the biggest, second biggest site on the internet after its parent, Google. So they own 1 and 2. But those would be two great things to start with.
And I've noticed, too, that the whole thing of gaming and YouTube gaming and gamers and all these new celebrities really are appearing on YouTube all the time. So it's huge with the young people particularly. It's the way they access media these days.
Yeah, themselves and Twitch, they watch all these League of Legends and Fortnite games and all of those sort of things. And you've got kids who sort of teach other kids and show kids how to game on Minecraft or FIFA or any of the ones I've just mentioned. Incredibly popular. I mean, some of those guys have 15 to 20 million followers, which is worth a fortune to the influencer. Another one that's a little bit more sinister is... just before we go off that, one of the things on gaming, Kieran, that parents would want to be aware of. So very simple question would be, hey, son or hey, daughter, do you watch those gaming things where they go through Minecraft? And maybe just sit down with them and check out and watch it into 10-15 minutes, because Google send these guys back messages to say parents only tend to watch the first 9 or 10 minutes. So watch it through for a while, because the language and the thing tends to get very abrasive and coarse after a short while.
Okay. Graham,
hello?
I thought we lost you there, Graham. You're fine. You're back.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. So just so the gaming ones, yeah. Check the gamers. And the other ones...
Graham, before you go on, that's really worrying, the fact that they might actually deliberately keep it kind of kosher and all okay for the first little bit on the knowledge that parents might wander off. Is that a deliberate thing, or is that just something that kind of has happened?
I think it just sort of happened. I think it's sort of natural. You know, you start a session, which might be an hour and a half long, so you tend to get more involved. And I'm talking about the presenter here, the influencer, the host. And, you know, they get more into a game or they're watching a game. So they tend, you know, it tends to be the natural human rhythm, if it were, as it is. But it does get, you know, as they get more involved, it gets wound up more, and the language and the behavior comes of the presenter can become much more coarse. And sort of YouTube have sort of said to them in the background, look, mind yourself. We need you, you know, half an hour in, you don't need to be so careful. I mean, it's kind of obvious, but... And there's another little one. Just watch out for the guys. There's a lot of gift unwrapping, and we unwrap a brand new iPad, or we unwrap this new PS5. And they're quite sinister too. I wouldn't be wild on them. But you're right about the gaming guys. Very, very popular.
Yeah, absolutely. A huge, huge sub-industry almost. Now, going back to kind of YouTube and young people watching YouTube and whatever, one of the things I've noticed about it is it's very unpredictable what it's going to push up next once it finishes a particular piece that you might be watching, which, you know, might be very, very good, very educational, very highly desirable stuff, and then suddenly the next thing pops up, and it's based on their algorithm, so it may or may not be child friendly, right?
Yeah, one of the things in the build up to answering that question, one of the things to watch out for as well is on YouTube Kids, you can actually disable search. You won't be very popular with your kid, but then you kind of thwart the algo a bit, and this is what we're talking about here, Kieran, is there for folks listening in, is very simple. If you type in Ronaldo, you tend to get a whole stream of Ronaldo videos queuing up behind you. And if you type in Ariana or Justin, you tend to get a whole lot of Justin and Ariana videos waiting, and they're offered to you next by Google, YouTube, because they think that's what you're interested in. And it's a very perverse little way. Very keen to let kids do their own thinking and not let Google, YouTube do the thinking for them. So curating playlists is a really important thing. But the most important thing is to keep an eye on them and talk to them and try and use what parental control is available to them, and to make sure they're not watching it 3 to 5 hours in a row, just like TikTok. But it's a huge subject. YouTube on its own is a huge subject.
Yeah, absolutely. Graham, really appreciate you telling us all about this, and some great tips. As usual, the practical stuff, the kind of ordinary, keeping an eye on things, you know, doing the common sense things is probably one of the best ways to protect your children, as in everything, right?
That's it, yeah. It's start with, as we haven't got a long time, starting with the simple stuff and just watching what they're watching, keeping them within earshot and eye of you, so you can keep an eye on them, limiting the amount of time and volume switched up so you know what's going on. And, you know, and under 8 years of age, that should be fairly doable. And it's a great way to start setting a kind of parental contract with the kid.
Great point. Absolutely. Graham, thank you for that. Really appreciate it. I'm sure all our listeners would be delighted to get that insight. Graham, your website, besecureonline.co.uk, presumably they can find out more there.
Yep, and there's a thing on the front page that parents might like called Hard Lock, and if you go onto that and just punch in and leave your name, there's more we can do on YouTube, but that's for another day.
Okay.
But if they slide on, there's a thing there called Hard Lock, which specifically helps people with YouTube, then folks might find that handy, and there's a good little blog section, and everything we've just discussed is in the blog section, so thank you for the mention.
You're very, very welcome, Graham. Thank you for your time this morning, and I think very useful. Any of you that have young children, you're worried about what they're doing on YouTube, well, now you have a little bit, a slightly better idea anyway, of some things you can do.